this Friday in the holy season of Easter, Paschal Tide. Of course, we repeat because it is a feria, and there is no other major feast competing, in a sense. We repeat the readings of Sunday, which are about the Good Shepherd, the wonderful readings from St. Peter and St. John, who were themselves good shepherds after they were converted, especially St. Peter. But we also have many other saints. In England, St. Elphege, a holy bishop who is very much revered there, or was especially, before the oncoming of heresy with Henry VIII and Elizabeth I. In Europe, we have the feast of Saint Emma, whose mother was Adele. She was the mother of two bishops and the sister of a bishop, and herself lived and died in holiness of life as both a wife and a mother and a widow. And then we have another good shepherd today, Pope Saint Leo IX, who ruled in the middle of the first century of the second millennium, around the year 1050. And, of course, there are many others besides whom we celebrate on this day. But they all remind us and point to and come from the one good shepherd. And, of course, our Lord says at the end of the Gospel of this week, that we have repeated several times already, that he has other sheep that are not of this fold. He was speaking about Israel and the Jews, because salvation comes from the Jews. And there are many, and of course, most of us, with some few exceptions, are of that fold, that he also came to save, that he came to call to salvation, who were not originally or by ancestry of the Hebrew nation. We were of other nations, and our God and Savior came to save us as well, and all those who follow him and who obey him. And of course, that is the thing, to love and obey him all the days of our lives. And so we pray to these and all the saints. Also, some people are devoted to him. I don't know much except he's a martyr. Saint Expeditus. And we used to have a lady here who was called Expedita, the mother of our choir directress and organist, Faye Alathas, whose name was Expedita. And this would have been her feast day, but she died many years ago already, very close to 100 when she also died. So we pray to all the saints that are celebrated on this day. We are like a garden that is filled with roses and many other wonderful, fragrant flowers. Those are the saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.